This is Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-5791 is the toll-free number. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. Whether it be a political issue, personal problem, whatever's on your mind goes, 800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time tonight. We do it 6 nights a week. Monday through Friday, we've got the weeknight show from 8 until 10 o'clock at night Eastern. And then Saturday, you can join us for our live Saturday show from 7 to 10 o'clock at night Eastern Time. So plenty of Free Talk Live.
The big show on Saturday.
And it's all available for you online, by the way, at freetalklive.com. If you miss a single moment of the show, never fear. We got archives for you. Right there on the front page of the website at freetalklive.com, we go back months and months for free. All of it is on the house, freetalklive.com. In fact, in regards to the archives, there's a poll question going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's a technical issue, technical question, but if you listen to archives, you may have an opinion on it. So you want to go to poll, P-O-L-L, poll.freetalklive.com. It'll take you right to the poll. You can answer it. The question is, should we stop breaking down our archives into hourly segments? It's a two-hour show. You get two different MP3 files per night at this point. Saturday night, you get three of them. So this would change that to just one file per night,
mm-hmm.
the entire show in it.
It's easier for iTunes people, but it's more difficult for people who...
It can be a hassle for people with players like mine that aren't very good at resuming if they lose battery power, that sort of thing.
Right.
So, and we might end up doing both.
Wow. Is that going to be twice as much work for you?
I don't know. We'll see. Anyway, cast your vote at poll.freetalklive.com. All right. Last night, man, which we had an email come in from Marsha. And we went through most of it because it had so many different issues that she wanted to cover. It was Marsha is somebody that just doesn't get it, and that's okay. There's a lot of people.
Good thing she wrote.
Absolutely, it is, and we certainly appreciate that. There's a lot of people that will come across the message of freedom and liberty and just not understand at all what it is it's trying to be or what it is it's being communicated. It doesn't fit in their paradigm. And most people's political paradigm is, well, you're either on the left or you're on the right or you're in the center. But we're not any one of those things. We're
not close to the left, not
somewhere
close
else
to the right,
entirely.
Not even close to the center.
Right. And so sometimes it can be tough to process these ideas, especially when it's your first time hearing them. I don't know how long Marsha listened to the show before she banged out this email.
Or why she listened to that show and then wrote, you know, because that show was 3 weeks ago?
I don't know.
And then she wrote an email day before yesterday?
Well,
but anyway, it's interesting.
Anyway, I wanted to continue that. But also, coming up tonight, we've got some interesting stuff. Big news from the Supreme Court today.
Mm.
And it's finally some positive news from the Supreme Court.
Well,
it's also confusing as well, because it sort of contradicts one of their other opinions that they made earlier.
Not particularly positive news, in my opinion.
Oh, really?
Well, I've got...
Well, I might not have done enough, you know, looking into it. I just sort of spotted
There's some good stuff, but there's some bad stuff, too.
Okay, all right. We'll talk about that. That's on the way. Plus, teens are mandated now to carry condoms. Did you hear about this?
What?
Yeah, we'll talk about that.
What are they supposed to do with them?
You're supposed to carry them.
Yeah, well...
That's the law. You don't have to use them. You just have to... have them.
Great call.
So we'll talk about that on the way. Plus, you got a story about some body armor.
Mm-hmm.
Body armor for the troops.
Apparently, troops.
Apparently the government doesn't want them to wear it.
No.
We'll find out about what that's all about. But let's go to Marsha's email here. And, of course, it is your show. You can take control of the airwaves, 800-259-5791.
I'd like to point out that this is Marsha's very special. I don't think we've ever held an email
show.
I think that Marsha has, she's very special.
We stretched the email throughout the entire show last last night.
Yep.
You know, we'd put it down and come back to it because there's just so much there. There's
right.
just so much to talk about. So just to recap her email, she's a Christian. She thinks we're freaks because what she didn't quite understand was that we were supporting private property rights. When we were originally talking about the swingers that were in this hotel having a swinging party with nude dancing, she thought that meant that we supported swingers being nude in public. But that's not at all what we were talking about. We support private property rights. And that means that you get to do with your property what you please. So, Marsha, when you own a hotel, you can say no to the swingers when they come and want to have a convention at your hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can say you need to stay in your hotel rooms. You can't have the convention hall.
But when you tell other people that own hotels what they can do with their hotels, then you're acting like you own their property.
Right.
And you don't want somebody telling you what you can do with your car or your house or anything like that.
It's
so
okay.
It's wrong to tell them what to do with their hotel.
Well, now, it's okay to tell somebody something. It's just enforcing your ideas on them with the government. That's the problem.
Mm.
You can go to a hotel manager and give them a piece of your mind.
Absolutely.
Tell them everything. Tell them how you feel about allowing the swingers into the hotel. Then maybe they'll change their policy.
I bet they will, as a matter of fact.
Maybe they'll give you a refund. Maybe they'll offer you an entire weekend stay for free to make good. Or maybe they'll tell you to go take a hike. You don't know what's going to happen. But nonetheless, that's your market solution to a problem that you perceive. Unfortunately, there are so many people in our country these days that their first choice to solve a perceived problem is, there ought to be a law.
Mm-hmm. Right away. Let's pass a law.
Right. As though that's going to do anything.
And what comes with laws, well, it is going to do something. What comes with laws is enforcement.
Right.
And so, you know, if somebody says, well, I do want to rent my hotel, the hotel that I paid money for, good money, lots of money. I want to rent it out to swingers so that they can have awful sex orgies in the ballroom. whatever reason it is they want to do it. Well, then if there's a law otherwise, then the cops come. And the person, suppose he says, no, this is my hotel, Mr. Police Officer. I paid for it. You can't tell me what to do. You can't tell me I can't dance naked in my bedroom. Mm-hmm. And you can't tell me I can't dance naked in my ballroom. You get the idea? Why don't you haul butt, Mr. Police, before I stick this, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
You kick him out. Well, the cop might get kicked out, or he might call for backup. He's going, sooner or later, one way or the other, he's coming back with more guys with guns.
Yeah.
And they're
going
to make you do what they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just wrong, to stick guns in people's faces and make them do what you want to do.
It certainly isn't very Christian.
No, it's not. You know, this isn't the way moms taught you to play on the playground.
No.
No. You don't go beating up people you don't like.
So, let me continue with her email here. After she goes down a laundry list of things that she believes that government's really important for, she has this mindset that government's pretty good, that government's a beneficial organization to have around. However, she actually admits in her email, Manwich, that she doesn't know what the government does with her money. She doesn't know how they spend her money, but she presumes that it's being spent at least somewhat well. She has that presumption.
There's no evidence for it.
No, of course not. And she hasn't bothered to do the research either, as we pointed out. So then she kind of rehashes a couple of things she said earlier. She says, if you changed everything, would people need a marriage license or a driver's license to get married or drive? Would anyone care if anyone was married?
I don't know. What difference? Who cares if you're married now,
well,
Marcia?
Well, now, hold on a second. Now, most people don't care. I mean, if you take a random sample of 1,000 people, and of those 1,000 people, 999 of them don't know who you are, they're not going to care that you're getting married. Mm. Now, your friends and your family, they might care.
Well, okay. Sure, it's a special day.
Right, but the question you want to ask yourself is, do your friends and family, the people that normally would care when you got married, would they care less because you don't have the government-approved piece of paper that costs $100 to show that you're married?
I don't see why they would need to know that. I got married, and I remember the process of the priest signing the marriage certificate and sending it off to the government, which I didn't particularly want done, but I took the 30 pieces of silver.
Well, if a piece of paper is so important to you, why does it have to be sent by the government? Why can't you sign a marriage certificate certified by the Church of Christ or whoever certifies things like that?
Well,
who could certify?
In my case, it was the Anglican
Church.
Right.
Right. Why couldn't you have a marriage certificate from that church?
I would think that it would be just as legitimate in people's minds.
It's a GD piece of paper with writing on it and a couple signatures.
I mean, a marriage certificate, I don't know why. I don't know what good it does you in the world.
So the question again is, if government stops dealing marriage licenses, will people stop caring about marriage? Will the institution go away? Come on, Marcia. Marriage is an institution. I don't happen to care for it, but I certainly don't see it leaving popular culture anytime soon.
No. And you do care for it. You were going to get married. You just weren't going to get married by the feds.
No, I wasn't going to get a state wedding.
Right.
And I was doing it to, you know, make her happy.
I suspect that that could happen in the future, too.
Now I'm not getting married. And nor does my current lady want to get married. So, 800-259-5791. We're going to continue with Marcia here because, she's going to ask us if we want 10-year-olds driving next. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At researchedherbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at researchedherbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at researchedherbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you're an internet political activist, pay close attention. The Federal Election Commission, FEC for short, is about to make your life difficult. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. Last September, a federal judge ruled, quote, to permit an entire class of political communications to be unregulated would permit an evasion of campaign finance laws. That means if you forward a campaign press release using an email list, post a campaign ad on your blog, or link to a candidate's website from your homepage, then you may well be required to register with the government and file complicated reports. You'll probably need a lawyer, too. And what the FEC won't tell you is that none of these rules will apply to MSNBC or the New York Times website. This shouldn't happen in America. You have First Amendment rights. Visit DownsizedDC.org to free the Internet. A one-sentence law can stop this unconstitutional insanity. That's DownsizedDC.org.
You don't love me anymore. You used to take such good care of me.
Is that my car talking to me?
Yes, you neglect me. Change my oil late most of the time. Use the cheapest gas. I'm getting sick. One of these days, I'm just gonna give up.
Wait a minute. I've got 3 more years of payments on you.
If you want me to last forever, you need to add protected engine treatment, protected transmission treatment, and especially protected complete fuel system treatment. Protected unique synthetic fortifiers treat the metal and the oil to reduce friction like no other.
Okay, I'll add some Protecta, but you'll have to perform.
How about faster acceleration, more horsepower, longer lasting? I'll always be there for you.
So if you want more, treat it right with Protecta by SFR. For a special offer of free shipping, go to www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR-1.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791, Tuesday night edition, here till 10 o'clock Eastern. It's Ian here with
Ann Manwich.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. The Shrine of Female Listeners is there with three, count them, three brand new Shriners. You can link to them right from the front page of the website at freetalklive.com. Now, ladies, if you want to become a part of the Shrine, all you have to do is send us a validated photo, and that means that in the photo there's some evidence that you listen to Free Talk Live. That's something that proves that you are who indeed you claim to be.
Right.
And that means it will put you on our shrine, and it's not a beauty contest. It's just the ladies that listen to the show of all ages, shapes, and sizes, and colors.
Validation can come in lots of forms. Some gals have made signs.
Right.
Some have
T-shirts.
T-shirts. And some have show hosts in there for validation.
So, freetalklive.com. Go and take a look at the shrine. Okay, so we're in the midst of Marsha's email. And she's concerned, and she's concerned with the idea of getting government out of people's lives. because she presumes that government does something of value.
Right.
And it doesn't. It just takes value from people's lives. Government is a big parasite. And, yes,
now,
okay.
I think government does provide value.
They make the roads.
It's of mitigable value, though.
Right.
In the process of, and the thing is, the government can, the value can be provided in most cases by some private organization.
I agree. There's nothing government can do that can't be done better and cheaper and more effectively than a private group could do it.
I'm not 100% sure that there aren't things that the government needs to be there for, but you and I disagree
on
that
particular
subject.
That's where we disagree. Exactly. So she's trying to envision what it would be like without having the government take care of so many things. And naturally, whenever somebody who's new to liberty attempts to envision a world with government getting out of people's lives instead of getting into them, the roads issue comes up.
Yeah. It's chaos. There'll be no roads.
So she says, would you want 10-year-olds driving cars? Would you care if a blind guy decided he had the right to drive, even though he can't see the stop signs?
Where would he drive to? Just out of curiosity.
Like, he'd make it very far.
Right. the thing about a blind guy driving. But there are issues of people with very little peripheral vision that I imagine one or two of them would probably think it was a good idea. Just having gone down to Venice, Florida, driven there, and you know where all the very, very oldest people in America live,
right.
And realizing that those people turn left from the right lane and right from the left lane on a pretty regular basis, I think she might be right that there might be a blind guy out there that would decide, you know, I'm just going to get in my car and drive today.
I still got it.
if there wasn't some kind of entity out there licensing people to drive.
But wait, that he might still have a license.
Right. The thing is he could have that license taken away from him by the DMV.
Just going to the store.
They're not taking away his Lincoln.
Right.
So the thing is, with or without the license, he's going to get in the car anyway.
Plus, a week ago, there was a story in the news about a 12-year-old who was driving. I mean, there are 7-year-olds. I mean, there's always stories about kids getting into their parents' cars and, you know, putting the pedal down and going for it. They're weaving all over the road and they get pulled over.
Generally,
and
they're caught pretty quickly.
Stopped. So yes,
when I was little, my dad would we lived on a farm and my dad would let me drive the 71 old Cutlass.
Right, sitting on his lap.
I would sit on his lap, right. And I would drive it from
would he do the pedals?
Gate. Yeah, he would have to.
Right.
I was like 6 or 7.
Right.
I would go from the gate to the house, which, you know, was plenty long enough for me.
Sure.
And essentially, I would hold the car straight. And it was wonderful fun. And I think kids need to learn to drive a little bit in that respect.
Sure.
Not just hop in the car.
Now, man, what you would support, since you're more of a, what's the word for you? It's not big L, not little L. We got to find a better word for you now. You're more of a traditional libertarian.
Traditional libertarian, okay.
You think the government should handle the basic stuff like roads.
I absolutely think
you can't envision a world without government handling the roads, or it's too difficult to communicate to others for you. So
that's really my issue. I don't want to tell anybody that they're... that their roads idea is a bad one if it come to a private scheme or anything like that. I don't want to tell all the libertarians that I know that they have a bad idea. I just think that it's too big of a stumbling block for people that really don't understand liberty to tell them, well, what about the roads? Don't worry. I don't want the government to touch the roads. I want the gas taxes to go to support roads.
It's certainly not on my list of priorities. It's nowhere near the top.
No, it's not on many libertarians' list of priorities.
But nonetheless, since she asked, she says, who would pay to maintain traffic lights and install stop signs? Would you always trust that a corporation could run all the things government bodies now control? As we explained yesterday, in a libertarian America, there would be no corporations because that's a creation of the government in order to shield the wealthy. So in order to shield the owners of the company. So there would be companies, there would be private groups, private charities and that sort of thing. And just, you know, Marcia, ask yourself, have you ever been inside a gated community? Have you ever noted what the roads are like?
They have stop signs in there. Stop at them.
They have their own stop signs. They have their own speed limit signs. In fact, they have their own GD roads. I mean, they're nice and paved and well-maintained. I've never been in a gated community that didn't have well-maintained streets.
Yep.
So, from what I've seen, privately run roads are run better than government-run roads.
And these gated communities usually have their own little police force. Mostly the police force is to protect the residents of the gated community.
Right.
I'm sure that can be called in some
enough.
Kind of incident.
Yeah. So finally, she says, I just don't get You can diss all government. Even Jesus Christ alluded in the Bible, that government was not a bad thing. I think she meant alluded. Mm-hmm. In Matthew 22, whatever, he told the Pharisees to look at their coins and see who was on them. Caesar. And then he told them to render to Caesar what is his, i.e. taxes, but also to render to God what was his, love, devotion, tithes, etc. If Jesus was hip to taxation, so am I.
Well, I'm not sure. You know, the Pharisees were trying to trap Jesus in as being a seditionist. They wanted the Romans, they wanted to be able to capture him and kill him. So the Pharisees were trying to trap Jesus in what he was saying. So do you believe in taxes? That's what they were asking. Do you believe in taxes? Because if he said anything bad about taxes, boy, they'd have him. Mm-hmm. Well, I think Jesus just said, well, whose picture's on this coin? And it's Caesar's. Well, give Caesar... Then, well, give Caesar what's Caesar's. Now, I don't think that means give Caesar the coin.
He didn't say give Caesar 50% of all of your income. He didn't say give Caesar 50% of all the crops that you harvest.
He said who's on the coin? Caesar is.
Right.
And then in a separate sentence, well, give Caesar what's Caesar's.
Yeah.
Caesar should have, and then give God what's God's. And that was what Jesus was worried about. Secondly, there's a tithe issue that you're supposed to give
10%
of what you have to God, what you earn to God, return to God, whether it's to the poor, to some kind of organization,
right,
whether it's to the church. Most churches try to get that whole 10%. Hey, give it to us. We'll redistribute it on
sure.
a building fund. Anyway, that's usually what their trick is. But now, tell me, Marcia, do you think the government should get more than God? Is the government... Since the government's
it'd be higher than God if you paid the government more, right?
Right. If the government was... the government gets 50% of our earnings, and then God 10% of that afterwards. So that's really 5% of our earnings.
Mm.
Be clear, God gets 5% of our earnings, not 10%, because I don't know anybody who gives 10% of their pre-tax dollars. They all give 10%
of their
post-tax dollars. Which
good point.
I understand it's the money that they got, and
right.
the government already took all theirs.
Yeah.
So
I wonder what you would say to that.
That means the government gets 10 times more money than God does. Is the government 10 times more important to you than God is, Marcia? Because I think that's very, very wrong. The government should get, at the very, very most from us, 9.9% of our income. Because then it could never be above God.
I'd prefer if it gets 0%.
But 9.9 would be a lot better.
It sure would be an improvement. 800-259-5791. Walt's on the line. Wants to talk about this whole government constitutional size thing. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Thanks for tuning in to this edition of Coffee on the Air. I'm your host, Joe Java. Today we're talking about guilt-free, healthy coffee. Yes, it is possible to enjoy healthy coffee. And on today's episode, we're going to tell you how. More after this break.
Time to wake up and start your day on a healthy note with Gano Coffee. What makes Gano Coffee so special is the addition of high-quality Ganoderma from the amazingly nutritious red reishi mushroom that provides energy and helps expel toxins from the body. For your coffee sample, call toll-free 866-271-3653.
Welcome back to Coffee on the Air. I'm Joe Java with news that you can enjoy guilt-free coffee. Just visit our website, coffeeontheair.com. Or call us directly at 866-271-3653. Stay tuned for the next episode of Coffee on the Air, when we discuss how Gano Coffee can boost your immune system and can actually help you get a good night's sleep.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, 800-259-5791. You take control of the show. Bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
It'll be a political issue, personal problem, 800-259-5791. Plus, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got the bulletin board system there, over 76,000 posts, 1,100 people interacting. It's all free. Various different topics, everything from fun stuff to serious issues. They're all there. The bulletin board system, freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project and join the Second American Revolution, call them toll-free, 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or go to freestateproject.org. You definitely want to go to freestateproject.org because you need to learn about the first 1,000 pledge that the Free State Project has going on right now. There's, I think, almost 70 signers to this within the first few days.
I'm
going to
do it today.
Of it being existing. That's excellent. Just go to freestateproject.org. It's right there on the top of the page. You can learn more about that. It's basically to try and encourage 1,000 people to move sooner rather than later.
I could use a little help in this plunge. If anyone would like to sign up with me, they can call in and talk me off the ledge here. I'm going to sign up, but I'd like a little help.
Well, I've signed it, so you should sign it, because if I go, you're going to have to go. All right.
I don't have to go anywhere.
800-259-5791.
I'm free, baby. Free. I don't have to do anything you tell me to do.
You're right. You don't have to, but you will. 800-259-5791. Let's go to Walt in Kansas City. Walt, you're on Free Talk Live, listening on KCXL. Hello, Walt.
Well, good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening, sir. What's up?
You know, I love it the way that I've got something in my mind that I really want to speak on, and then you guys bring up this next issue about the church
Jesus
thing
and, the Pharisees?
and render unto Caesar and all.
Yeah, what about that?
Well, let me go to the first thing before my train runs off the track, and you know I hate it when it does that. I'm one of these old fogey guys, so you know that Alzheimer's disease kind of sets in.
Senioritis.
Yeah, senioritis, I guess.
I've got it too, Walt, and I'm only 34, so don't worry about it.
Yeah, well, you know, I pity you when you get my age, I guess.
All right,
anyway,
well, go to it.
First off, for that... In reply to that lady's email, in the first place, for those that don't know it, marriage licenses were issued ages ago to blacks because they were only partial citizens.
Good point. It was actually something that they did to keep black people from marrying white people.
Exactly. And, you know, it worked so good, they said, you know what, why don't we just make everybody get a marriage license?
Right.
And I agree with everyone else. It's between you and the lady you love. And Jesus above.
There you go. Keep it simple.
If you don't believe in Jesus, which I know, I think one of you, I forget which one, is an atheist, but that's not a problem, then go to the justice of the peace or the judge. You know, in other words, and get married. You don't need all of this trashy paper involving the government. The government's in too much of our damn business in the first place.
Yes, sir.
I agree.
Okay, now the next thing. Render unto Caesar's that which is Caesar. Jesus was... I guess the sharpest person ever to walk the face of the earth because, well, he was the holiest. I mean, we undoubtedly know that. And imperfect people like you and I made sure he walked no more, so what can I say? Anyway, render unto Caesar's that which is Caesar's and to God that which is God. You know, even Hitler used that terminology, and what if you read the entire context of that particular section there, and other places in the Bible, which I have, if it is a godly government, then you render. Hello? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
If it is not a godly government,
no rendering,
then you do what I do and do not pay your income tax. You just opt out of it.
Yeah, so if government is killing people, if government is doing unchristian things like stealing money from people, which is what all governments do.
Extortionists!
Yeah, they're dangerous thugs and killers. And
like
why would anybody,
your...
why would any good Christian want to support somebody that was threatening others with a gun? Which is exactly what government does. If you don't pay them their property taxes, if you don't pay them their taxes and they get tired of not being paid, they're going to come and take it from you by force. Is that Christian? No way.
You don't own your home. You don't own your car. That big fancy Harley you got, you don't own that either. That big fine pickup truck, you don't own that boat. You don't own your dog. You know why? Because you got to buy a license for that sucker.
Yeah, good point.
You're renting all of that from the state.
Unfortunately, most people have no clue.
I'm a retired Marine. I don't think there is hardly anyone that loves their country more than I love mine. But these pieces of garbage, my attitude is get a rope.
Right on, Walt. Thanks for the call,
God
man.
Bless,
thank
guys.
You, sir. 800-259-5791. He is so authentic.
You know, what's he getting a rope for?
String up the government people. I love it. Doug in Minnesota, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Emanuich. Hello.
Oh, how do I follow that up?
You scream loud.
Well, let me just tell you one thing.
Whatever you were saying, we were laughing over it. Go ahead.
All right. Well, first of all, you know, to follow up a little bit on what Walt said, there's a great essay, I believe, by Mr. Swearingen, who I think is in the Free State at this point.
He
called,
is.
Yeah, Jesus is a Libertarian.
Hmm.
And it was a great essay, and you know, it's not my topic, but one of those points was, one of my points is, what did Jesus do? And that's what people say. What would Jesus do? Well, what did he do when he confronted people who he felt were immoral and wrong and sinning? Well, the prostitutes, what did he do?
He
beat them. He beat them with a club.
No. Anything else?
He saved them and told the people to throw the first one who was without sin to cast the first stone.
That was one of them. But he said, and I quote, go and sin no more.
Mm-hmm.
He did not say, Caesar, arrest these women.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he did not condone what they did. He did not say, oh, this is great, keep on doing it. He said, stop what you're doing. Don't sin anymore. But go, you know, he gave them the choice to repent and to be saved, and, you know, it's all about choice. And no one is saying it's a good thing. I don't think prostitution is a good thing, but some people do. He didn't. Anyway, what I've called about was, I have a question. Talking about corporations, this has been brought up before. I have a libertarian friend from the Orange County area who would say that, well, corporations are functions of the government, and they're very necessary to ensure that people can create and make companies and to expand without risking their own personal fortunes, but that they only risk the corporation's fortunes. And that's very important so that people will experiment and try new things.
I'd like to point out that in a more libertarian America, the justice system would be very, very different.
Yeah.
And I can see why a corporation exists today for the purposes of protection, because in this litigious society that we have, anybody can just throw a lawsuit against the wall. Just keep throwing lawsuits against a corporation or a company and to see which ones stick. And if one of them sticks, or, I mean, it's, even just throwing the lawsuits can be very costly. It's just defending those things and
it's defending, I guess.
Right, defending those lawsuits. In a more libertarian America, the loser of the case would have to actually pay all of the costs associated to it. That's totally different than what we have today. So in a more libertarian America, if there were lawsuits being thrown against the company, those people filing the suits would be at risk. They'd be taking a risk. Right now, there's virtually no risk to filing lawsuits. Whereas in a more libertarian America, they could end up paying for all of the corporation, all the company's lawyers' fees, all the court costs, and all that stuff. So people would be much less likely to bring about frivolous lawsuits. Therefore, I think that in a more libertarian America, people who are behind companies should not be afraid to put their own assets on the line. And that's what business is all about, Doug. It's all about risk. You got to put your assets on the line if you want to go into business, and that means that yes, you could lose your house and you could lose everything else, but that's part of the you know, process of being rewarded in the long run. Thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-5791. This is your show. Tobiah in California wants to talk about intellectual rights. It is Free Talk Live.
In the past few years, millions of Americans have made the switch to natural products. Herbs, minerals, vitamins, and essential oils are now being recognized as the safest and most effective products in the quest for good health. Introducing Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste. Vitamir has created unique and natural patented formulas that set them apart from any other oral hygiene products. The folks at Vitamir blended zinc, folic acid, myrrh, and clove oil into gentle but effective products that freshen your breath and fight gum disease. Good health starts in your mouth, and regular use of Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash is a powerful frontline of defense against gingivitis, bleeding gums, and folks with braces or dentures will love that clean, fresh, just from the dentist office feeling. And once you've tried Vitamir, you just may find that no other toothpaste or mouthwash will do. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste today. He'll be glad you did, and so will that special someone in your life. Call 877-817-9829 to order Vitamir oral hygiene products today. Try Vitamir, and you'll feel that squeaky clean sensation others just talk about.
Do you have a personal hero? Is there someone in your family or workplace that's a real hero to you or has done something very special? Here is an easy way to celebrate that person's accomplishment. It's a completely personalized, printed gift book from CelebrateAHero.com. Celebrate your hero by having family members and peers contribute their thoughts, photos, and memories to create a printed book of love. Great for birthdays, retirement, graduation, anniversaries, and any other heroic event. Celebrate your hero at CelebrateAHero.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or visit freestateproject.org.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791, toll-free 1-800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can join us online, freetalklive.com. We have the listener map. You just go to map.freetalklive.com. You'll see the over 700 of our listeners that have gone so far to map themselves, to add a little pinpoint to our map to represent their location. It's easy. You punch in your location, your name, photo of yourself if you'd like, also a phrase to go along with your entry if you wish, and it is totally free. And then you will pop up on the map next to probably some other listeners in your area. You scroll around, find out who they are, and go halfway across the world if you want to see who's listening in China.
Yeah,
or
take
Hong
a look
Kong
at
or whatever. At map.freetalklive.com. The calls are rolling in. We go to them. To Tobiah in California. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Tobiah. What's up?
Okay, so about intellectual rights.
Yes, sir.
Ian, I agree with you, but at the same time, I disagree with you. Now, I'm a college student hoping to get into the software industry, so I might be a little biased, so you can still change my mind.
Okay.
But I think that intellectual property and patents are bad. Well, I agree with you in that sense.
Okay.
But I also think that software is a physical property. It's physical property and does not apply to intellectual property like you apply it to.
I'm not sure I understand. How do I apply to software?
You say that software is intellectual property and that you would be okay with software being copied well, whatever, for intellectual property rights, right?
Well, no, I think it could be, you know, you could violate a contract by copying software. I just don't think that, you know, I don't think that it's worth enforcing on anybody. Like, if,
well,
you know...
Well, if a person put it out on the Internet, and then everyone on the Internet downloaded your software, well, everyone on the Internet doesn't have a contract with you, and so none of them are to be held by a contract. You can probably hold the one person who released it.
Tobias, as somebody who's in the software industry, you must know that there was something that was pretty popular in the 1990s called shareware. Do you recall that?
Yeah, and those software now has a free trial. Now, I'm not defending the industry and usually the way they handle software piracy, and I know I'm not dumb. I know that you cannot stop it, but I still don't think that it should be allowed or legal because then there's no incentive.
That's
now.
Not true, man, because if somebody likes a piece of software, they'll pay for it. I mean, if you've ever downloaded any hack group stuff, they say in their little NFO files that if you like the software, you should pay for it. You know, okay, you just downloaded a game from us for free. If you like it, you should pay for it, because they're encouraging even encouraging the pirates to go and support software that they like, because they understand, the hack groups understand that if this software goes away, then there's not going to be any more games to play. I mean, these people know that the companies need to be supported.
Well, stuff like, let's say, Photoshop. Many people download Photoshop, get used to Photoshop, know how to use it as a tool, and then when they go in the industry, they buy Photoshop because they know it and they like it. But when there's no reason to buy it, there's no reason for companies to sell their product. They're basically saying that there's no way for a company to make money besides donation base, except all right, there's no way for them to make money if they're only selling software. You see what I'm saying there? If there's nothing that they can offer and no incentive for buying their product. Right,
I
now,
see what you're saying.
You get incentive for buying their product.
Right. Right now,
I would think if I were running the company, I would offer my software as a free trial, limited use maybe, stuff like that, and then incentivize for them to buy it. That's good business practice.
I agree.
Free market.
Like, you could offer technical support. You know, people that have purchased the software have to call in with a code. That way, that you know, the people know that they've actually purchased the software, and they give them technical support.
Or there's some data,
extra or advanced features. Some software's free for personal use, except business use,
right?
Without the charge. Things
some
like
have
that.
Time limits on them that you know, they give you the trial version, and it's only good for 30 days or something like that.
There's no doubt that the software industry, regardless of whatever the law says, it doesn't matter what the law says. There's no doubt the software industry is always going to be fighting piracy. And the software industry is doing fine. It's not dying as a result of piracy. Yes, they bemoan the fact that they allegedly lose billions of dollars. But I think that there's also, you know, the factor of a lot of people that I know, I know people that work for Microsoft that pirate software. With the intention of trying it out, because I don't know if you've ever tried to buy software from a game store, but if you go and you buy a piece of software and you don't like it, you can't bring it back. You can bring it back and exchange it for the exact same piece of software, like you could claim that there was a scratch on the CD or something like that, but they're not going to let you bring that software back because they think there's a chance that you copied it while you brought it home and then brought it back to the store. So how are you supposed to try anything out? How are you supposed to know if the software is any good in advance?
I say that the company should allow that, and if the company doesn't allow that, then it's the company's fault, and the company will lose money based on piracy. Whereas if they would have better business practice, as they described, with better trial system, where they didn't try and get more government lockdowns on their software.
So that's a great idea, Tobias. Let's forget about all the laws, because we know they're ineffective, and let's just let the market decide. People like you with revolutionary ideas as to how to distribute software, you know, could compete.
The problem is, let's say I release the best software out there. I release industry-changing software.
Yeah.
And I really want to keep it a secret. I keep it an absolute secret to everyone. The only people I have to sell it to, I have to charge large fines, or let's just say small fines, doesn't matter. I have a contract which says you are not allowed to distribute this software.
Right.
Person buys it, distributes it on the Internet. I can only go after the one person. No matter how much wealth that one person has, they can't make up for it.
It's a tough business, man.
Software.
Hey, business isn't supposed to be a walk in the park. You've got competition. You've got unexpected things happening. You got to put up.
How come are you protected for physical property when not for software? Software is physical property.
No,
software
it's not. It's ones and zeros. It's ones and zeros on a hard drive, man.
Yes, it's like an intricate trap.
Easily copyable. Tobias, we're out of time, buddy. Thanks for the call. 800-259-5791. You can't convince me that something that is manipulable
with
a magnet.
You'd send out Hell's Angels after a paperclip, but God knows if somebody worked for years on a software program, you'd, who cares? It's not worth anything.
We're coming back with more. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. Take control of the show.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Hey, Jack Blood here from Deadline Live. You know, it seems people will steal anything and everything you have. If you have a house with some equity, a car, a truck, RV, there was someone looking for a way to rip it off. And what about those government agencies? You know, the ones, those alphabet agencies. Did you know that they get raises, promotions, and bonuses based on what they see? And they can do it without due process. This is how the establishment has been attaining real wealth for centuries. And now you can learn the secrets that the elite have used for generations. Wealth-hiding secrets of the elite are exposed in this best-selling book, Bulletproof Asset Protection. Find out how you can make it look like you have no equity in your property, or make it look like you own no property, and a whole lot more. Order the book and DVD now for one low price. Get Bulletproof Asset Protection now. Call them 888-240-3337. And that's 888-240-3337. Or go to assetprotectionteam.com. Tell them you heard it on GCN.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Here till 10 o'clock Eastern, so still time for your calls. If you're on hold, we will get to you, so be patient. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Don't forget to join us online at freetalklive.com, where we've got voting. You can go and vote for us at vote.freetalklive.com. Now, why would you want to vote for Free Talk Live?
So that you help us, and we would get more listeners and be more popular, and we would have more money to make better production value. We'd be even a bigger-sounding show. Yeah, that would be one way they'd benefit.
Well, plus, you benefit already, because if you've been to freetalklive.com, you know that we give you everything for free. We give you months' worth of archives. We give you access to the bulletin board system. All,
nice
of, it's
guys.
On the, all of it's on the house, so we ask just a simple vote in return. All you have to do is go to vote.freetalklive.com. Your vote will help knock us back into first place. We're currently, I think, ranked at number 2. And we're not far behind first place.
Mm-hmm.
We could catch up, but we need you to go and vote at vote.freetalklive.com. Then tell some friends to vote at vote.freetalklive.com. It takes them like less than a minute. It's so easy. Let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Jason in Connecticut. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Hello.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Jason. What's on your mind?
I don't know, when you guys are talking about that rendering unto Caesar and talking about Jesus as Jesus said it, you know, but it, you know, come on, 2006 here, we know that the state or Rome wrote the Bible, so of course they're going to say render under Caesar, because the Bible itself was state-sponsored.
So you think the politicians had their fingers in the Bible?
Oh, yeah. You know, what's his name? The Emperor Constantine?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, the Council of Nicaea in like 300-something AD.
I think it was in the 3rd century, which would make it 200-something AD.
The end of 200-something. It's definitely 3-something.
Okay.
27. But anyway, we all know that there's a Council of Nicaea, blah, blah, blah. He got all the Christian leaders or whoever was representing their form of Christianity at the time, got them together and said, basically, you guys are going to adhere to this or we're going to destroy your entire place.
Wait, really? I didn't know this happened, man. Which, is this true? All right.
Let's say George Bush got together with like the Pope and all them. What do you think they're talking about?
Who's
the expert here?
There's no expert when it comes to this stuff. What he's proposing is Christian conspiracy theories purported by Da Vinci Code, and they're well put together. I don't believe them.
It sounds legit to me that the government might have had a hand in the.
I think so too. I just don't think that it would be. I think that people cared about power, but
who sponsored the money to have all those scribes write up a bunch of Bibles, year after year from back in.
Interesting. Nonetheless, I mean, whether or not that's true, Jason,
anyway.
I think Manwich's point is good. Even the way they did write it, render unto Caesar what Caesar's, well, that's, he printed the coins, good, give them back to him and use somebody else's coins, right? I mean, it doesn't say pay taxes at all in there. So thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from
you.
And
a coin that's got Caesar's face on it doesn't make it Caesar's. It's mine. If I worked for it, my coin.
Well,
that just being clear.
Yeah. Could be argued.
Look, here's a cup.
It could be argued that he was...
That I could have written my name on before I gave you. Whose cup is this?
That's my cup.
Yeah, it's your cup. But I gave it to you.
You could argue that Caesar was just letting you use his money.
I don't see how if I worked all day long for it.
But nonetheless, your point about the 10% to God, 50% to the government, that's irrefutable. Hour 2's on the way. This is your show. Todd's on the line in Switzerland, Rich in Utah. Ladies, if you call in, we put you on first. It's Free Talk Live.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you think...